Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Playful. Now, you may wonder if a playful nature fits well with hypnosis, because a lot of hypnosis is about sleep and relaxing and being quiet. However, you'd be surprised how much fun hypnosis can be. See, the thing is, it doesn't really matter if you relax too much. What matters most of all is that you participate. And there are all kinds of ways to participate. There are all kinds of ways to enjoy hypnosis. You can hypnotize yourself while working on something repetitive. You can even get into a frame of mind where everything is funny, where you just have the giggles and no matter how hard you try, you just can't stop. Now, I don't think that that's the idea for today, but I will do my best to magic a smile on your face. How do you think I'm doing so far? Well, let's see. Playful hypnosis. We can start with a dash of smiles, a little bit of surprise, and a little bit of laughter. But where do I get some laughter? Ah, I know. Surprise. I know, that was silly. But it works. A smile is so nice to relax with. When you have a smile on your face, a lot of the difficult and worrisome thoughts just fade away. They become unimportant. See, a smile is a good way to face the world. And hypnosis. Now, so we have one part of playful sorted, but it's a very tiny part, just the smile, the frame of mind, the idea that you can be playful. Playful usually implies a little bit naughty, not quite following the rules, not really wanting to break them fully. But, you know, if nobody's watching, you can cross the street when there's a red light. Of course, there can't be any cars either. And if nobody notices, you can take that one cookie from the jar. But it can't be the last one, because someone will notice. Playful is a wonderful frame of mind. It is actually one of the most creative ones, because if you're feeling playful, you will never be bored. You can have fun with anything. You can have fun with a pencil trying to balance it on your hand, or have fun with a pillow. Fighting. Yeah. You have to be careful with pillow fighting, because you never know when someone might attack you. Now, playful is a very beautiful form of creativity, but also a slightly silly one. So don't judge yourself. Just be playful however you want. Now, by now, you may be wondering, or not if you're just enjoying the show, what this has to do with hypnosis. Well, I would say, in a very serious tone of voice, of course, it links to hypnosis with that creativity. When you're feeling playful and creative, and I ask your mind to imagine the most inventive way to conquer a castle, I'm sure that your mind could come up with the craziest schemes. an army of plushies, a cotton candy catapult, and I'm sure you can think of a few others. So, how does that tie in? Well, imagination is one of the most powerful tools of hypnosis. Imagination is what helps your mind open up and relax. Imagination is that space in your mind where you calm down, focus, and find ideas. And today those ideas are playful. Today those ideas float free of rules, well, most rules. You don't want to actually bring yourself in any danger. We're playful, not insane. And now that you're listening, and now that you're enjoying this playful frame of mind, I would like you to imagine a perfectly clear mind. Imagine that this moment is the silence before the party. You're clearing your mind, freeing space on the table of your thoughts so that you're ready to play. In front of you, when there is emptiness, there is also possibility. The emptiness in your mind, when you're playful, is a really beautiful, formless world that can be shaped into anything. See, earlier when I mentioned conquering a castle, I am sure that in that empty space a whole scenario already played out. But for now, clear it away again. Let's see if we can make it an empty space to work with. A workbench for playfulness. A playful space. Do you think you can do that? Or should I count down? I know, I'll count down. Let's see if I can. I don't know, counting down can be very difficult. 10. Okay, good so far. 9. Just clear your mind further and further. 8. Still going strong. 7. No mistakes yet. 6. Good. 5. Emptier and emptier. 4. Calmer and calmer. 3. Such a beautiful empty space. 2. So relaxed. 1 3/4. 1 1/2. 1 1/4. Okay. 1. Just clear your mind. And enjoy this smile on your face and this empty space. This space of possibilities. This beautiful empty mindscape free of distractions, so that you can focus, so that you can create the most marvelous dreams, the most beautiful stories, the most amazing games. When you're playful, there is no limit to your imagination, because all you need is yourself. And anything at all in the world becomes a toy. It becomes a tool. It becomes something for you to play with. Now, this is a very nice place to be creative, isn't it? A very beautiful place, even though it's empty. Because while there's nothing there, everything could be there. In just a blink of an eye, it could go from an empty space to a completely full playground of possibilities, with fairground rides that boggle your mind, and those shooting galleries that you don't have to pay for, with lots of little ideas to hit. Now, with all of this, I am sure that you're enjoying yourself. Because a playful mind is a healthy mind. And we often forget, when the world asks us to be serious, that being playful is a very powerful and useful thing. Not that we completely forget the world, but taking a moment to relax is good. Just let it be empty. Let it be possibility. And take a deep breath. And feel the smile. This frame of mind will remain for a while. But before we're done, we're going to have a little bit of fun with it ourselves. So I'm going to play a game with you. A playful game. A game of imagination. Now, one of the things we could do is we could imagine that we're at a slumber party. And we're going to play truth or dare. Well, no. Let's first play a different game, and we can play truth or dare afterwards. I mean, it's not a slumber party without truth or dare, is it? I believe it's tradition. Maybe even the law. Not that we care much about that, of course. Shh. All right. So before that, let's do something else. What would be a fun game as well? Oh, I know. I'm going to do a simple countdown. Now, with every count, I want you to imagine an object in the same amount as that I'm counting. So when I say 10, you could imagine 10 things. Now this time I'm not going to prompt you with an idea, so you'll have to think of one yourself. So when I count, I want you to say out loud the number and the things that you are thinking about. And when you say it out loud in that empty space in your mind, just imagine all of them standing there, however you want. Maybe on top of each other, maybe next to each other, scattered around or all nice in a row. It's up to your mind. Do you think you can play with this game? All right. Very good. 9. Interesting. 8. Seventeen. I never said I would count down perfectly, did I? 6. And see how simple this game is and how enjoyable it can be to simply create in your mindscape with a playful mind. Now, in a moment, I'm going to wake you back up again, and then we'll be back at our slumber party, and I'm sure you'll have lots of questions for me. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7.5. 8, almost awake. 10. Wake. And I hope you feel very playful and creative. Surprise me.